You are about to listen to the first few minutes of this month's Prophet University audio series. Each month features a different national speaker on a different business topic. Each presentation can be listened to online or downloaded to your smartphone or computer with the click of a button. Monthly subscribers also have full access to hundreds of past presentations divided into 18 different business topics. Now, let's listen to a few minutes of this month's presentation.
If you've looked for any product or service near you recently on Google, you've probably noticed that a map pops up with two or three locations that are very close to you. When you click on the map, up come more detailed descriptions of those businesses. Those listings are Google My Business pages. They are created and managed by Google as a resource for consumers who are conducting searches using their search engine. If your business does not have a Google My Business listing, you're missing out on tons of sales opportunities. The listings are actually most effective on mobile when people are on their phone and they're looking for a service and they simply say, "Hey Google, I need a heating and air conditioning contractor near me. I need a furnace repair company near me." And in response to that request, Google will provide a list of companies. Those companies that come up in the search will have phone numbers prominently displayed. Because let's face it, if somebody's doing a search from their phone, they probably want to make a phone call. The other thing that a Google My Business listing does is it allows customers the opportunity to rapid succession compare companies to get a quick preview of where they're located, what services they offer, what their hours of operation are, as well as other information about the company. And most importantly, a link to your website. And so if you don't have a Google My Business page or you have an incomplete Google My Business page, it's time to start working on fixing that. Now, one of the things that you may notice is that when you do a search, a listing for your business pops up, but you didn't create it. So where did that listing come from? Google's robots index the entire internet, and they collect address information for businesses. And so they auto-generate Google My Business listings, whether or not you want them to. If you're putting a website on the internet, you're going to also have a GMB page. So the first thing to do is to search Google for your industry and see if a page pops up. If it does, then you need to claim it. And you can do that by verifying that you actually are the owner of the business. If Google has created a listing and it has not been claimed by anyone, there'll be a note that says, "Claim this listing." Once you click on the link, you'll have several different verification methods. You can request that they send a postcard to your business address, call the business phone number associated with your company, send you an email, or verify instantly based on your website. Go ahead and click through the options and make sure that if you have a phone call coming or a postcard being sent, that the person who's going to answer the phone or receive the email will know what to do with that code when it arrives. Sometimes you may go to Google and find that a page already exists and it has been claimed by someone else. Maybe that page was created by a former employee or a marketing company. In that instance, you're going to need to request access to the page. How do you let Google know that you really are the authorized owner of that business? If there is a physical address for the company, and for most heating and air conditioning companies, there usually is, you want to go to google.com/ad, enter the name and address of your business, and then select it from the search results. Click continue. You'll see a message indicating that someone else verified the listing. Click request access and fill out the form. Click submit, and the current listing owner will receive an email asking them to get in touch with you. Once you've requested ownership, the current listing owner has 7 days to respond. and you can check the status of your request by signing in to Google My Business or checking the link in your confirmation email. If the ownership request is approved, then you'll be notified by email and you will be able to manage the GMB listing. If your request is denied, you'll be notified by email when you sign in, and you can still suggest an edit. And if you don't hear back, you have the option to claim the listing yourself. This comes in really handy if the person who created the page no longer works for your company and doesn't have access to the email address that they used to create it. In each instance, you can reach out to Google. It is a slow process if someone else has claimed your business. But again, this is an important representation of your business, and you should not ignore it just because it's a little challenging to do. And if you go to Google My Business and there is no listing for your company, then you're going to need to set up a page. In order to do that, you are going to have a Gmail account. We find that Gmail accounts are very handy, even if you have company email addresses. We use the Gmail account for our business to manage our Google Analytics, to register for software tools, to sign up for services.
Well, that's a sampling of this month's Profit University audio series. If you're not already a subscriber, you have three choices. You can purchase this program by clicking on the green Buy button. If you're already a subscriber, simply log in to get the full program. Or if you'd like to become a subscriber, click on the Subscribe Now button. This will allow you to subscribe for only $24.95 per month and get not only this program, but also several hundred programs on topics that you can apply to your business starting today. You'll also receive a physical copy of the current month's program mailed to your office, and you can cancel at any time. As always, invest your time and invest your money in those things that will reproduce.